أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة اعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله عز وجل in Suratul Isra, verse 9, mentions, "Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam." Surely this Qur'an guides to a path that is straight. The straight path, there's no crookedness, there's no diversion. What Quran teaches is right straight to the path towards Jannah. The guidance of the Quran Kareem and the teachings of the Quran Kareem is straight, right straight through towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If people take the advice of the Quran in every aspect of their lives, then they will not face any problems, inshallah, thumma inshallah. And even if they go through difficulties in following Islam and the Sharia, Allah Ta'ala will grant them the sabr, that patience, that taqwa. They won't complain. They will know that this is going to be a means of their elevation, their status being elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that every difficulty that they go through for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Deen, for the sake of Quran, their sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, by? Ha. So that's why when we go through difficulties, it's always a means of, as long as we do sabr and we maintain our relationship with Allah through the Quran Kareem, then no harm will come. And even when a person goes through difficulty, Allah will create that calmness to be able to bear those difficulties, knowing that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, by? So, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Surely this Qur'an guides to a path that is straight. There is no falsehood in the Qur'an Kareem. Everything is haqq. Everything is true. And it informs man how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole Qur'an Kareem teaches us, informs us how to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to gain Allah's favor. Allah's ihsanat, Allah's rahmat and mercy, the barakah in our lives, how to become successful in the dunya and in the akhirah, subhanAllah, that is what the Quran teaches us. Anybody? Ha. That is the most important thing. Some people talk about success, and everyone has different definitions of success. Some will say becoming very rich, wealthy. So their whole life is all dedicated to earning money because they want to be rich, they want to be wealthy. Why? And they sacrifice everything. Their day and night is all about earning money, more money, more money. One business, second business, third business, fourth business. Money, 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 money. Huh? And they're ready to sacrifice their social life. They're ready to sacrifice the iman and the deen as well. If those who are not sacrificing the iman and deen, mashallah, and the rights of Allah are first, then it's a different matter. Nothing wrong in acquiring wealth, nothing wrong in being rich. I'm talking about those who actually, they think kamyabi and success is just in wealth, pesa, money. So the whole life is dedicated to earning money, getting rich, getting wealthy. Why? Because for them, definition of success is wealth, being wealthy. That's why the whole time you sacrifice that. Anybody? Ha. For some people, the definition of success is fame. Fame, shohrat. Ha. So what they do, they're always looking for fame. Name and fame. Where do we get fame? We get famous. Go on YouTube. Go on this. Make a few thingy. I want to fame. Small thing I do, everyone should know. I want to be famous. And I want to be center attraction. Anybody? I want people to listen to me. Why are people listening to me? Why are people turning their attention towards me? Anybody? Especially certain people who have very low confidence there sometimes in this as well. Because bichara, they don't have that talent, so they want to attract people. So they do this. Or they try to be funny. Anybody? So there are certain people in the world, their whole, purpose, they think kamyabi and success is in fame. So they just want to gain fame, become famous. Anybody? Do whatever you do. Do something stupid, you get famous. Anybody? So they all be fame. So then there are those people who think just acquiring a good professional job, this job, it is the most important thing. So all they do is profession, good job. For them, that is success. So whole day and night is job, in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, in the night, in the holidays. Everything is all about job, work, and nothing else. In all these things, you are ready to sacrifice your social life, your family life, your deen as well, your iman as well. Salah is sacrificed, everything is sacrificed, because for you, you think that wealth is, being wealthy is success. For you, you think that being famous is success. So for you, you think that having a good job, and that is the most important thing. Job, work, that is success. So anybody? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding success? What is success in the eyes of Allah, who created jobs, who created everything, a means of our income and our rozi, who created wealth, who created human beings, who created the world, who created all the adornments of the world? According to Allah, according to the Quran Kareem, in Nahadul Quran, this I'm trying to tafsir of this verse here. According to the Quran Kareem is the Kalam of Allah, the words of Allah, the words that came from within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It came from within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great honor. The month of Ramadan is coming by Allah. Spend as much time as possible reciting the Quran Kareem. Many muhaddithin is all the whole year dedicated to researching, studying, teaching hadith and learning hadith. But when it came to the month of Ramadan, they put that aside and just dedicated themselves on the Quran Kareem. Anybody? Have a special attachment to the Quran. Quran is the Kalam of Allah. We have to attach them. That's why Dars al Quran is very, very important. That is one right and one haq of the Quran Kareem that we are implementing. One haq of the Quran Kareem is what? The recitation of the Quran. That is one haq. That is one right. Anybody? And we should do that daily. At least one juz a day. Anybody? Those who are hafiz the Quran, at least three juz a day. Anybody? And then in the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, how much Quran should be recited? Anybody? Allahu Akbar. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi would complete 61 Qur'ans in the month of Ramadan. How many? 61. Hum to do khatam karke thak jate hain. Bahut dhar mari humne. Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Shafi'i, 61 Qur'an khatams in the month of Ramadan. Where do you get their time from? Allah gives them barakah. Allah gives barakah in the time. Because they have so much. For someone to read 61 khatams of Quran in the month of, that shows how much love they must have for the Quran Kareem. How much love they must have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have so much love for Allah and real genuine love, then you will have love with everything that is attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Quran, zikr, salah. You'll have so much love for it. That's why you'll not get tired. That's why we don't get tired watching YouTube and TikTok and shorts. You know, on your call, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, we don't get tired. Ganta, 1 hour, and I was just on the phone, nothing. But similarly, these great shuyukh and fuqaha, they had so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why nowadays you think, is that even possible? But now, how much love they must have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they loved it, the iman was on another level, they gained pleasure out of doing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a sign of a healthy iman. So how many khatams? 61. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi would do 40 khatams of Quran in the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Zakaria rahimahullah, Every day in the month of Ramadan, one Quran khatam. Every day one Quran khatam. And that was his routine for 50 years. 50 years, not like a one day we get josh and next day we'll finish. Josh khatam. 50 years. I'll tell you what the reason for that is. For 50 years, or probably even more, he did. Whole of Ramadan was spent in itikaf. Whole of Ramadan was spent in itikaf. That's why many, many eminent scholars and Muftiyan-e-Kiram, when they would know that the Sheikh now is sitting in itikaf in Madaril Uloom, Saharanpur is a place there near Deoband, everyone would now want to spend itikaf with the Sheikh. And the whole Ramadan was dedicated in the Sheikh's khanqa. He's gathering for itikaf. Just in there. And his itikaf was no talking. Tilawat, ibadat, zikr, or you go to sleep. That's it. No gopshap, here and there gossip. Zikr, ibadat, tilawat, if not, you go to sleep. Allahu Akbar. 50 years, Ramzan does his mamur routine. So every day, one day, one khatam Quran. Because month of Ramadan is a month of Quran. Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan in which Allah revealed the Quran Kareem, special attachment of the Quran with the month of Ramadan. Some ulama say Ramadan is blessed due to the Quran Kareem being revealed. That's why when the moon is sighted, do we do Rosa first or we do Tarawih first? Tarawih first. Quran Kareem, Azmat. So we should take so much pride in reciting the Quran Kareem, the love for Quran Kareem. At home as well, the sisters at home as well, environment that everyone is also engaging, that they recite the Quran Kareem. Very, very important in the month of Ramadan. And create the importance of it in our homes. By the month of Ramadan, month of Quran, everyone should be at least doing one khatam in the. If you can't do something 50 khatams or 60 khatams, okay, at least do one para a day. At least do one juz a day. I know we're quite busy, but at least do one juz a day. I would say do at least 3 juz a day. How many? 3. Have one juz from the morning, from Sehri time, right until 12 o'clock, the morning session, any time. And then a second bara from 12 o'clock until about Asr time. Asr, Maghrib time, up to Maghrib time. And the third bara doing any time between Maghrib and about 12 o'clock in the night. Anybody? Or even up to Sehri time if you want to. 3 bara a day, very easy. In 10 days, you do one khatam. Another 10 days you do another khatam. Another 10 days you do another khatam. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi farmaya karte the, this is the other statement, because asal maqsad Quran ko khatam karna nahi hai, asal maqsad hamari zindagi Quran par khatam ho. Main purpose not just to khatam of Quran, but our life is khatam on the Quran Kareem. Yani our life is spent according to the teachings of the Quran Kareem. And once we have the routine of the recitation of Quran Kareem daily, our respected imams, you see, who is reciting Quran? Our respected imams, you see, who is reciting Quran? Our respected muazzin, who is reciting Quran? The big things, something you learn. We took out so many big, big things. Basics are very, very important. Anybody? And when we have the special attachment, who knows? Some pious people are known because of so much love for Quran Kareem, while reciting Quran, they passed away. The ruh was taken while reciting Quran Kareem. And some of our elder grandmothers and grandmothers always have a routine after Fajr, reciting Quran Kareem. After Asr or after Maghrib, always sitting down on the with the takiyah, with the pillow, and with the Quran Kareem, and reciting Quran and Mishnah. Whether Ramadan or after Ramadan. It doesn't really matter. Their routine was our elderly grandfathers and grandmothers, our elders, recitation of the Quran Kareem. They didn't have much knowledge, but they were very punctual in their tilawat, in the zikr, in the ibadat, in the namaz, and everything. Nowadays, for us, me and you, Allah maaf, is it jais? It's not sunnat, you don't have to do it. For us, this is easy, we don't have to do it, it's not for us. Allahu Akbar, you don't have to do it. Allahu Akbar. Nawafil hadith qudsi, Allah Ta'ala mentions the hadith qudsi, voluntary prayers, la yazalu abdi yataqarrabu ilayya bin nawafil. That my Allah says, my servants continue to get closer to me through the nawafil. You want to get very close to Allah? Optional prayer. Nawafil. do a lot of nawafil, voluntary salah, voluntary charity, something you buy, everything, voluntary karo. Nafil doesn't mean you don't do, nafil means you should do it. You get sawab. Unless we got so much in our bank balance, of the hereafter, then okay, by I'm enough for me, for this namaz, don't have to do anything. That's why in the month of Ramadan, try to increase our nawafil as well. Tahajjud we don't miss. The du'as at the time of tahajjud are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't miss tahajjud prayer. Awwabin, 6 rakats after Maghrib Salah. Okay, bhai? So much ajar in that, so much sawab in that. Allahu Akbar, so much. Ishraq, after Fajr if we can. If we stay in that place and do ibadat until Ishraq, a sunrise, you get the sawab of one Hajj and Umrah. After Fajr Namaz, sit in that place, do your ibadah zikr until sunrise, you get sawab of one Hajj and Umrah. So there's so much sawab. Chash Namaz, pre-noon, 10 o'clock in the morning. Compared 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, no problem. In the month of Ramadan, these are things that we need to do so that we can get close to Allah, so that after Ramadan, our ibadah is such that it has an impact for the next 11 months. Our closeness to Allah is to such a level that now we'll start doing ibadah, not because we have to, but because we want to. We reach that state now of our iman and our amal, and our ibadah, now we love praying namaz. We can't wait to open the Quran. We can't wait to do zikr. And when we start our zikr, when we start our tilawat, when we start our namaz, we don't want it to end. Just like people do other things, they don't want it to end. They got hooked and addicted. We should be addicted to salah. Addicted to tilawat. Addicted to ibadat. Why? Because this is where we're getting closer to the treasures of Allah. So we get close to Allah. Our ibadat should be such that I am doing my ibadat not because just to go jannat, not just because I want to save myself from jahannam. I am doing ibadat because of my immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My immense love for Allah, that's why I am doing the ibadat. I am abstaining from guna and saying not because I don't want to go jahannam. I am abstaining from guna and sin not because I want to enter jannah. I am abstaining from guna because I can't bear to upset my Lord and my Creator. Because I love Him so much, I can't bear to upset Him. You love your wife so much, you love someone who has so much, you don't do anything so they get naraz. Right? They might not going to give you anything in return. But you just don't abstain, you don't get upset because you love them so much, you can't even bear, Allahu Akbar, not a smile from their face. Or even for a little ishara indication that they're upset, you can't even bear with that. That is that. That is how that love should be between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, the month of the Quran is a great opportunity to gain that love. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Rai Puri Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Ramadan the month is not going around roaming here and there. Ramadan is not the month of roaming around here and there. Ramadan is the month of engaging ibadat. Salah, your work, home, ibadat. Salah, home, work is a different matter, ibadat. Much ibadat, much tilawat of Quran as possible. Abstain from idle talk. So that we get prepared. Anybody? So, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Surely this Quran guides to a path that is straight. And وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. And it conveys glad tidings to the believers who do good deeds. Quran al-Kareem conveys good glad tidings, khush khabri. You do good deeds, what is the khush khabri? What is the glad tiding? أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Great reward, great sawab. When we hear sawab and reward, we think by, because it's not tangible, we can't feel it like money. Money we can feel, we can see. But sawab and ajar we can't see, it's not tangible. That's why our mind sometimes, if I say you pray this way in namaz, you're going to get about £1,000 a year on the mimbar. We'll all come because we can see it. Anybody? Okay, 1,000 rewards, I can't see anything. But that is ilmul ghaib. That is iman bil ghaib. That's what Allah is saying, ajran kabira, but you gotta have that iman, okay, yes, I am getting rewarded at a particular moment for every good deed I am doing. Just like in the dunya, we afraid to get bankrupt. We don't get bankrupt in the hereafter, we have nothing to our name. So, amal salih, very important. Good deeds, every good deed, every opportunity to do a good deed, do it. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ And that we are prepared, Allahu Akbar, أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا A painful punishment for those who don't believe in the hereafter. Those who don't believe in the hereafter, for them is a painful punishment. Basically Allah is saying here, don't just focus on the dunya, on the akhirah. Painful punishment in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. That's why Allah is saying that all these things mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, have yaqeen in it. Because there is a hereafter. There is a hereafter. People who have Iman and Masalih, they'll be rewarded. Those who don't have Iman and Masalih, they'll not be rewarded, but they'll get punishment. From that mean also that it's not necessary Allah has to punish us in the dunya. It could mean especially in the hereafter as well. But may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. To act upon the teachings of the Quran, the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sit in tafsir with us. It's only 10 to 15 minutes the most. The Urdu ones are half an hour. 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Don't worry, I've been observing for the past 25 years. English, we want English, but we don't want to sit. Everyone wants English, English this, English that, English this for the youngsters. Masla, fiqah. Sometimes we got to show our desire as well, how much we want it. We can have all the things where services provided, but if we don't get up, I've made a biryani here, until you don't take it and put it in your mouth, it's not going to go in your mouth. This knowledge is very, very important. Today we are seeing jahalat increasing in every aspect of our lives. That's why we make wrong decisions, we have wrong thinking, wrong statements we make. One of the reasons is because we deprive ourselves of gatherings of knowledge. Very few people sit. And then we talk about the young generation, that's because they don't sit as well. We all want a bit of celebrity, a bit of something sounds good, a bit of entertainment. But that's for a short while. It has its benefits as well. There's nothing wrong in that, getting the youngsters in the masjid for somehow. Very, very important. But at the end of the day, this is more important. Our ibadat, our namaz, our thingi, our regular routine of ibadat and salah, that is the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose we're doing all this. That is the maqsad. If we can't even do that maqsad, what's the point? So by dars the Quran, we learn the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to sit only 10-15 minutes. My life will end, but this will probably carry on. It's been 25, 26 years, and we just went up to 15th para. But it's up to us. We may bring our children along, try to understand this is the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance in our hidayah. If you're not ready to take, then what's going to happen? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Inshallah, tafsir will continue after Ramadan now, inshallah.